The nation's nuclear power industry was born here in the Mountain West. This week marks the 70th anniversary of a facility showing that nuclear plants could create more energy than they used. Now, as the nation explores new kinds of nuclear power to reduce carbon emissions, Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck visited Experimental Breeder Reactor No. 1 in Idaho, about 160 miles from Yellowstone National Park. She walked from room to room with Idaho National Labs' Ryan Weeks, who spoke about the plant's history.
So you just walked into the actual reactor building. So this is the Experimental Breeder Reactor 1. It was the first reactor that was built out here at what is called Idaho National Laboratory. Back then it was called the National Reactor Testing Station, but this reactor was the first reactor in the world to produce a usable amount of electricity. So right here, we're standing by four light bulbs. So what happened is on December 20th in 1951, they powered the reactor for the first time at 1:23 p.m. and they hooked it to the turbine and the generator, and they created enough electricity to light a string of four 200 watt light bulbs. So the next day, they produced enough electricity to light the entire building. This is really where they proved that, hey, yes, we can use atomic energy, this nuclear technology, to produce electricity. This is a pretty cool thing back here, is when they produced the electricity to light the building, the guy that was in charge, Walter Zinn, he asked one of his engineers, Reed Cameron, to get up on a ladder, and he wrote that inscription, and then everybody that was present got to sign the wall. So all of those people were present the first time. There was also a nurse and four secretaries that were present, but this was 1951, so the males got to sign the wall, and the support staff did not. However, we do have a plaque over there to recognize that we later put up to recognize the women that were here as well. I'll just give you a little background. So basically up until World War II, all of the nuclear technology had gone into building weapons and devices and things like that. And after the war ended, about half of those scientists stayed with the weapons program. But then the other half of the scientists said, you know what, we have these ideas, these concepts, and we're pretty sure we can use it to produce electricity, but we need to build a reactor to test it out. But they were in bigger cities, and they said, maybe, you know, the suburbs of Chicago is not the best place to do this. So they formed what was called the Atomic Energy Commission, and it was their job to find some place in the United States that had a whole lot of space, not a lot of people. And this desert had been previously used by the Navy for testing battleship guns and wasn't really being used at the time. So the laboratory was established in 1949, so we've got 70 plus years of experience now to really understand this. And you know, what we found from nuclear is that, you know, the future of nuclear is going to be smaller, because we're learning now that, you know, some of the nuclear power plants are being shut down and it's expensive to build new ones. So with small modular reactors, with micro reactors, making them more efficient, making them less expensive, and making them more accessible is kind of the idea with the advanced reactors and the small modular and the micro reactors. So going in that direction. Safer, cheaper, and less waste are the targets that we're going for. I grew up about 60 miles away from here, and I knew a lot of people that worked out here, and I drove by the signs every day when I went to school. But I didn't know anything about the lab until I was an intern here in college. And then I started to understand that, you know, everything, this is really the birthplace of nuclear energy. And I think it's really cool that this is all happening in my backyard, and I had no idea.